It will be an arduous process, but sometime this week, after the vetting of as many as 500 jurors, the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman trial will have a panel of six citizens from the area around Sanford, Florida, to serve as a jury for one of the most celebrated trials in Florida history. Trayvon Martin, killed by self-styled neighborhood enforcer George Zimmerman back in February of 2012, caught the attention of the world when it seemed as though the police and law enforcement simply accepted the story that Zimmerman acted in self-defense and that young Trayvon Martin was a threat. Now Zimmerman faces charges of second-degree murder. A special prosecutor is handling the case, and at the very least, this trial will be a chance for the law enforcement and court system in Sanford, Florida, to redeem itself to the world. Joining us now is reporter Audra Birch of the Miami Herald. We will speak in a moment with community member Pastor Valerie Houston from the Allen Chapel Church in Sanford, Florida. Reporter Audrey Birch, how do things stand? What do we expect to see over the next few days and weeks?
I think what you're going to see is a tremendously emotional scene. Of course, the justice system is going to take place, but you're also going to see a number of really, really passionate people who will be probably attending. The city has set up three safety zones, and those are places where people can have free speech. So you'll see people there who may feel very, very strongly on the Trayvon Martin side, and also people on the George Zimmerman side. And those people are allowed to be outside, and they're allowed to express themselves as long as they do it in a very civilized sort of way. Inside, you're going to see the prosecutors and the defense try to seat a jury for six people as well as four alternates. And the key for them is going to be able to find not people who haven't heard of the case, but people who believe that they can go into it and be unbiased.
I don't know how much, you know, you alluded there that the community of Sanford has sides, and there's a Trayvon Martin side and a Zimmerman side on some level. Does anyone in this community want to be a juror in this case? Is there enthusiasm about this job or fear?
I don't know that there would be enthusiasm, particularly for a second-degree murder case, but also for a case that this community has had to live with for so long. They'll be picking people out of this Seminole County area, so it'll be an area that's a little bit larger than the city itself. But you're talking about a city that has been faced with a case that has haunted them in some ways, that happened in their community, and they have been trying to heal ever since with the help of the Justice Department, as well as the sheriffs, as well as the city, who have been holding all sorts of events that have hopefully helped people to have open dialogue and talk about what happened.
Well, certainly this trial will, it will be a part of the changes in Sanford, Florida on the issue of race on the community level. But I'm wondering if it's also a trial of the Stand Your Ground laws. Will anything there change, or is this just about Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman?
Well, I think that there's a number of things that are on trial here, if you will, even if it's in a figurative sense. I don't think that there's any way that this trial can go on and not escape dealing with what we know is a controversial self-defense law. And so regardless of the verdict, I think that the legislators are going to be forced to take a very hard look at that law and see if it's applicable.
How controversial will it be for members of the community to hear indictments on some level, criticisms of Trayvon Martin himself, his behavior, his approach, his look, the kinds of things that George Zimmerman will rely on in his defense?
Well, what we found during the pretrial hearing is that many of the things that we found out that were released leading up to the court case itself will not actually be allowed unless you have witnesses on the state side that open the door and allow those things in. And so, you know, what we know in public is not necessarily what is going to be considered inside the courtroom.
All right. Audra Birch of the Miami Herald covering the George Zimmerman trial in Sanford, Florida, pulling jurors from the entire Seminole County area there near Orlando. Audra, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And now we're joined by Pastor Valerie Houston there in the community from the Allen Chapel Church in Sanford, Florida. Reverend Houston, welcome.
Thank you.
You know, so many people are being looked at, vetted. They'll be filling out questionnaires today. Maybe 500 jurors are in the pool right now. Do you think you could be a juror in this case?
It would be hard, but I believe I could because of my passion for righteousness and trying not to be biased. I think it would be hard, but I think I could be a juror, yes.
You know, Valerie, I'm wondering if down there in Sanford, you're feeling like a smaller tighter community as this trial opens, because those six jury members are going to be known by everybody. It's unclear if they're going to be sequestered, but you know, they'll be interacting with members of the community all during this trial. That's going to be quite a hot seat.
That is a hot seat, but when they have the rules and you abide by rules, and that's why rules are set, then if they have agreed to be jurors, then I'm sure they know all of that goes along with being a juror. But, you know, after it's all over, they'll always have that part of their life as part of a significant role they had to play. And so we're just going to have to believe God and trust God that he'll give them the wisdom to be able to make the right decision.
Now, you're a pastor at Allen Chapel Church in Sanford, Florida, and, you know, this trial could take a while, depending on how the judge runs things. There isn't an enormous amount of testimony and evidence, because so many people know what happened that night, and we've seen so much in the media coverage. But have you thought ahead to the weekend when there will be deliberations, if the jury is taking its time and you'll have to stand up in front of your parishioners in church and advise them on how to react depending on what the verdict is? Have you sketched out a sermon yet, Valerie?
I have not sketched out a sermon, but throughout the beginning of the trial, which for me started yesterday with the juror selection, I've encouraged my parishioners to accept the verdict. I've encouraged them not to participate in any protests or any riots. I've encouraged them to keep this, as we have always had it at the Allen Chapel AME Church family, as a peaceful movement in spite of, do a lot of praying. And I will continue to inform them as I sit in the courtroom from week to week. We have to live in this city after all of this is over. And so we're just prayerful, especially for the families and the whole process.
So, Reverend Houston, it's going to be one hand on the Bible this week and one hand on the law books, huh?
I guess that's correct. That is true.
Valerie Houston is pastor at Allen Chapel Church in Sanford, Florida. Reverend Houston, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.